Le pianiste Hank Jones, qui était enfant lors de la Grande Dépression qui a traversé les États-Unis au début du XXe siècle, déclara sur cette période « J'ai pu garder les choses en perspective, même à cet âge. Je suis ici pour travailler, dis-je. Cela va avec le territoire. Ce n'était pas le seul incident. Je pensais qu'il ne servait à rien d'empirer les choses. Tout ce que je pouvais faire, c'était me blesser ou tuer quelqu'un d'autre. À l'époque, ils lynchaient les gens là-bas. Je pensais que la meilleure façon de surmonter cela était de garder mon sang-froid, de le retenir, de m'en souvenir. Je n'ai jamais oublié, mais je n'ai pas levé la main. Suis-je un lâche ? Non. À cause de mon éducation chrétienne, on m'a appris à ne pas me battre. Mais il y avait des moments où je devais me défendre et j'ai combattu des gens qui pesaient entre 15 et 20 livres de plus que moi et je les ai mis au sol. Mais Martin Luther King a prouvé qu'il existe toujours une meilleure façon de procéder. En d'autres termes, vous pouvez les tuer avec gentillesse, disons. La gentillesse peut-elle tuer nos bas instincts ? C'est ce que semble confirmer avec brio le pianiste israélien Shai Mastro lorsqu'avec amour et compassion, il adresse sa soif de paix sur son piano, délivrant une respiration bienvenue à ses spectateurs, soit le souffle du jazz qui soulage les maux de l'esprit, un souffle humain. Human, c'est l'album que Shai Mastro a interprété au Chez du Terral le mardi 7 novembre pour le Koa Jazz Festival. Il me tenait à cœur de revenir à chaud sur sa performance en quartet. Bonjour Shai Mastro.
Bonjour, hello, bonjour.
Alors, garder son sang-froid, le retenir, son souvenir, ne jamais oublier, not forget, que vous évoquez ces mots de Hank Jones auxquels vous rendez hommage sur le titre And Then Charlie.
Est-ce que, sorry, can you repeat the question?
Cold blood, keep it, remember it, and not forget. It's the words of Hank Jones. You made an homage in the title Anne and Charlie. What do you feel about these words?
Remember and not forget.
Yeah.
About Hank and Charlie, yeah. Hank and Charlie were Hank Jones and Charlie Hayden, two of my heroes. Contrabassist, incroyable Hank, Charlie Hayden, and pianist, marvelous Hank Jones. My music is based on the history of jazz, on this lineage of masters, and dedicating this song to them was my homage to them, to remember their contribution and never forget, and keep advancing the music forward with their spirit.
Vous avez eu une masterclass ce matin à la Cité des Arts de Montpellier pour prolonger le concert d'hier soir. Did you talk with the students?
Yes, talked to the students. It was a level very high of the musicianship, and on a parlé de beaucoup de choses, de interaction, de composition, de Lego, de group playing, many, many, many things, and it was beautiful. It's really great to see the spirit of the students.
Au Chai du Terrail, vous avez interprété trois morceaux plus deux morceaux en appel, trois morceaux qui sur l'album durent quelques minutes et ici que vous faisiez durer. Quand vous arrivez sur scène, est-ce que c'était déjà prévu que vous fassiez durer aussi longtemps ces morceaux ou c'est le présent qui vous a inspiré à ce moment-là?
Oui, exactement, c'est le présent. Chaque concert est complètement différent et on essaye d'être présent et écouter de la musique et mettre de question marks. Je ne sais pas comment on dit en français, mais poser des questions musicalement. Sometimes we extend the pieces and we improvise and we change the forms and we go back and we repeat and we play it slower, faster. We change keys, we change minor to major. We do all these different manipulations to the music, and that also sometimes results in songs that last for 35 minutes.
I saw that. Les trois morceaux dont vous avez particulièrement donné du jeu hier soir, c'était les morceaux Time, Mystery and Illusions et Human. Trois morceaux qui font appel à des concepts vraiment très forts. Pourquoi cette volonté au début de l'album de justement partir sur des concepts aussi forts?
What the question is, how is it to start with a concept
Yeah,
like
what
this?
yes, exactly.
To start with the concept of the music, you mean?
No, even in the album, when you start an album with three big concepts like time, mystery and illusions, and new mind, what do you feel it was a necessity for you?
Okay, so le premier morceau qui s'appelle Time, c'est un morceau très très tranquille qui s'est développé très très lentement. And it has only one chord. It's an E major, mi major. And it's like you start a meal, un repas, with something that is simple. It takes time. It opens up your appetite for other things. So it's not super demanding tastes and not super demanding, like haute cuisine like this. But it's just like it's something like common introduction. And then we go into Mystery and Illusions, which is a little bit more complex and it develops a little bit quicker. And up, we're inside the album. It's kind of like I look at albums like stories, and you don't start with the climax at the beginning sometimes in stories. Not always.
Vous regroupez les mystères et les illusions, c'est assez étonnant.
Can you repeat?
You mix mystère and illusion. Is these two words vous felt the same?
What is the meaning of the title, you mean, of the Mystery and Illusion?
It was surprising for me to put mystère and illusion in the same title, yeah.
Yeah. It talks about relationships, about the mystery of getting to know a new person, whether it's a friend or a romantic relationship, and having the mystery of who is this person, and all having all the ideas, and then at some point, sometimes understanding that it's an illusion of what we think this person is, and discover later on, So, yeah, it's that.
So you talk about the other people and yourself. Is it difficult to put words?
I guess my everybody, like it's about myself, about other people. It's a general statement.
Sur votre jeu, ce qu'on pourrait peut-être caractériser, c'est une frénésie dans les doigts, dans les compositions, quelque chose qui fuse. Où le rythme est soutenu sans être saccadé. Est-ce que cette frénésie, c'est quelque chose qui est important pour vous?
What is frénésie?
A
Sorry, don't.
form of speed, exciting speed.
Oh, like a frantic. Yeah, so the question is if I agree with it.
Do you need this high speed finger?
It's a tool like other tools, being able to play fast is one tool, being able to play quiet and slow is another, being able to control harmony from a classical music point of view is another tool, and being able to play straight head jazz is another tool. So vitesse and I guess frenesi, whatever, if that's the word, but like all these things are tools that you can use. I don't try to show myself as a virtuoso, so I don't really care about that. I care about music, and I care about honesty and bringing something that is authentic. And to do that, you need to have tools at your disposal.
You play with a fabulous drummer, and there is something very tribal with you too, like a strange people fight force. I don't know. It's very surprising. How do you develop you two this chemistry?
We've been playing together for many years and developed like a rhythmic understanding that can be, like you say, like a very frantic and quick and cutting, and also very relaxed. And it's I would describe it as a conversation rather than fighting musically. It's more like we try to support each other and lift each other up.
With the scenography, with the scene, you two, your four musicians are very close. Is it a choice of you to be like a small group in the center of the scene?
Yeah, very, 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 very conscious choice. It's not so common to sit so close, I guess, yeah. And it's not so good for the sound. Sometimes we need the distance, but for me, like being close means feeling close, also like energetically and from a human being perspective, and to hear the instruments not through an amplification, but acoustically, and it brings some sort of intimacy that I really love. So yeah.
The lights, see, are beautiful. You play do. Vous jouez de tourner au public. Comment est venu aussi ce choix-là?
That's a setup where I can see the musicians best, and I think what we can offer is a group of people that it's communicating with very much, you know, with the heart open towards the audience, but also to create something between us that radiates through the music. And so I'm not really like a showman. That's not my thing. That's never my thing. I'm not. Some people treat the stage like to give a good show and to jump on stage and to, you know, it's not that. It's a different way of making music. And I think the most important thing is the music, is not me. And so.
During the show, in one time, you sing with your group, but not in the micro.
Mm-hmm.
What is the inspiration of the things you sing?
It's a song called From One Soul to Another. It's a song that I've written many years ago. And it's a moment for us to be together, you know, and to sing a simple melody together, because the show is really complex musically. There's like a lot of complex jazz going on all the time, you know, and a lot of information. And to sing one melody over and over again, like a mantra almost, is something that we love doing. And sometimes public joins us, sometimes not. But it's really, again, it's not a show, like a showman that does, like, everybody, come on, join me, let's do it. You know, clap your hands together. It's really not that, you know. It's just like, yeah, just singing it. And if the public joins, then we'll be grateful. But if not, it's also okay.
Yes, even we don't sing, we sing in our heads during this
yeah.
part.
Yeah, exactly.
When you choose your co-partner in scene, I suppose it's like choosing your lovers or something like that. How do you make the choice of the instrument you want to work with?
Piano trio is my favorite format. Bass, drums, and piano, so that for sure I knew that I would like to do. And adding the trumpet is basically finding another gear to the car, you know, like it's funny, like you can play like long melodies and he has air in the sound, and he can play long notes and he sings, sounds like a human voice. So it was a very evident and easy choice for me to make.
You play with the concept during the album, but the last title of Human, it's Ima for Talma Maestro.
Yes.
What is the show?
Ima means mother, and Talma Maestro is my mother, and it's a song that is dedicated to her.
Okay, and how we dedicate a song for a mother?
How? It's really complicated. I wrote it, and then she came down the stairs, and she heard it, and she's like, "What is this song?" And I was like, "Ah, great, so you got it, it's for you." So she chose the song.
Okay, it was for her, yes. During the concert, you said that you had a lot things to say. Vous aviez beaucoup de choses à dire, mais que vous préférez jouer. And j'aimerais bien avoir votre avis sur cette phrase.
Yeah, it's a very complicated period for the world, for the Middle East as well, especially for Israel-Palestine conflict. And there is a lot of words in the air all the time, from the news to social media to private conversations. And I have all these, you know, I am having all these conversations, but if I have the privilege of being stage and using my instrument to make my statement, I rather do this. I think music is a uniting force that can also bring a little bit of oxygen that we all really need these days. So I prefer to do that on stage yesterday.
Yeah, it's what you said. We need oxygen, and jazz is our oxygen. So
yeah, exactly.
Next, to see the album Human, it's in the label UCM. So
yes.
If people want to listen it, they can watch the album. It's a beautiful. I only saw it on live, but it was a very marvelous. So
thank you.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your tournée.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pleasure to see you at the Kwa Jazz Festival. I hope you like the experience too on the stage.
Yeah, I loved it.
Have you words for our auditor before we quit?
Yeah, just please keep supporting live music. Not just me, but the entire music community. Your presence is important, and it's an ecosystem, and that we need to keep live music going. It's a beautiful thing to have in this world. So please keep supporting live music.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Chez Maestro.
Thank you very much, and take care.